I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens.
We like to talk about true crime and we're very big on self-care and doing stuff for you. And we hope that you're joining in to do some self-care for yourself. So what did you do this week to self-care for yourself?
This week, I love taking baths. Like, that's my jam. me?
Oh, me.
Yeah, so I listen to my podcasts or I listen to a Audible, book and, take a bath. And I did that this week, but I had a really good new bath bomb. Well, it was it's not a bath bomb. It's a foamy situation where you it's a little pod, and then you put it under the water as it's running, and then it starts to, bubble. So it's kind of a foamy situation.
I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it's rose-flavored or rose smell, which is, my favorite. I love
rose. What is rose good for? The essential oil? Is it just good for relaxation?
I don't know. They say that rose...
It's a good smell.
Just flowers are, the highest vibrational flowers. So it's supposed to be, really, I don't know, grounding. It's good for, spiritual work.
Yeah.
I just like it because it, the smell of roses reminds me of my grandma.
Oh, I love that.
So, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. My grandma Punky. So it reminds me of her, and I love the smell of roses. So... It was a really good little, foamy bomb, and I
just... to get your mind off of stressful work situations.
Yeah, stressful work, so then I just immersed myself in murders.
I like to take the day away from, the boring work grind, and I like to listen about people getting killed.
Yeah, Steven's I don't know why that's relaxing. I'm I don't know, it's just, it's, my time.
It's not
It's kind of, my alone time. I get to listen to whatever I want without any sort of judgment.
Yeah.
So that was my little self-care that I did. And I do that often, honestly, but
I mean,
that was, I just like that I
hurting?
Got
no
a
one.
New foamy thing.
Yeah.
So I was glad that it was a good one. What did you do?
Well, really recently I bought, I feel like my skin has been very sunburned, very recently I bought a scrub and it smells like watermelon.
Scrub?
No, like a body scrub.
Ooh.
And it's honestly taken off the gross, sunburned, sweaty, gross skin.
Yeah, yeah.
So romantic, I know. And it's just kind of it's a really good smell and it feels just amazing afterwards.
Ooh, okay.
And, I know Keith has used it.
Where do you get it?
It's something I just got at Target.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking, I want to kind of, make some sugar scrubs, because I feel like...
I love making sugar scrubs. We should totally do that.
That's definitely something. And, yeah, the watermelon scent is just awesome, but...
I've been, super into watermelon.
Yeah, it's, I think it's linked to, positive mood and stuff.
Okay, I can see that.
Because, all the watermelon scents, it just brings you back to, do you remember, Bed Bath and Body Works, the scents we had as, kids.
Sweet Pea?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It just kind of, brings me back to that time, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was, a one at, I feel like it was Bath and Body Works. I don't know why I said Bed
Cucumber
Bath and Body
melon?
Works. Yes!
Yes.
But it kind of, to be honest, it smells better than that.
Yeah,
because
cucumber melon was a little,
it was a lot. Meh. If I smelled cucumber lemon, I'd be like, Mom? Because that was, hers. But... I just remember, it just kind of, links me back to, when I didn't have to pay bills. And
sure.
So, this week, I'm going to be telling the story of Nexium, which is known as a sex cult
But it goes a little bit deeper than that.
Love a sex cult.
Yeah, my favorite thing ever. So before I started doing more research for Nexium, I mean, at first I thought it was like a heartburn medication. So I was like, I don't really understand why a heartburn medication is
I thought it was like an asthma like thingy.
I don't know.
You know,
it was
inhale.
Supposed to be
like
something.
An inhaler.
The purple one.
Yeah.
My mom used that growing up. That was fun. I also have asthma. Anyways, so Nexium is spelled really dumb. I don't really understand it, but obviously they're trying to be edgy. It's spelled X or NXIVM.
It's like a DJ.
So DJ Nexium. Yeah, it's like Nexium. Anyway. But that is what I'm covering this week. Before I dived into like find more information, obviously I'd heard about it, and I just was like, oh, it's like an MLM stand-up, and if you're not familiar with MLMs, that's multi-level marketing, which is also known as a pyramid scheme. Yeah, we all know somebody who did that, mostly, like, the really mean girls in high school.
Yeah. And always the bully.
The boss babes. So.
Oh, boss babes. It's, like, the worst.
So proud of you and your accomplishments. How was being mean to me? Thank you for checking in with me. So, Nexium is a lot more than that, but the person who started Nexium, who I will give a little bit of background, was very into MLMs, and the most popular MLM was Amway, and I'm sure Amway, it's one of the first MLMs. They like sold like conditioners and shampoos, like anything,
okay.
Like coffees and stuff. And that was, like, one that was, like, popular in the 60s, but it was just one that, like,
kind of fell
0.01% of people were successful at it. And essentially, to be successful at Amway, you kind of had to start at the beginning, and that was, like, in the 1960s, 50s.
Oh.
And
it's not a Mary Kay that's, like, still around today.
No. It is still around today. They've rebranded a lot.
Oh, okay.
So Amway is still around, but, like, I tried to research what the name is for it now, but
whatever.
It's also they're like Amway. We don't want to be called that anymore. Let's just call ourselves like the Circle Group. That was one of the names. It was
the Circle Group,
something like that.
Okay,
they've like rebranded so many times. Anyways,
sure.
So Nexium was started in 1998 by Keith Allen Rainier, and I've also heard it pronounced Rainier. But I'm going to say Rainier because that was the biggest pronunciation I heard.
Sure.
So he was born August 26, 1960. So he is a Virgo, which unfortunately is my mom and my brother, who I love so much.
All my coworkers are Virgos.
I
like literally every single
Virgo.
One. I love a Virgos are great.
They just know what's going on.
Oh, we didn't tell them at the beginning what we were.
By the way, I'm a Scorpio.
And I'm a Cancer, so don't be mean to me.
Yeah, we are really sensitive. So we get mad easily.
Kim will definitely, like, revenge you.
I will. Like, I've seen that a thing. I haven't done it yet, but God knows.
Don't
it's
push
coming.
Her.
Don't
push
me.
Her.
Don't push me. Anyway, so Keith Allen Rainier. Also, fun fact, that's my boyfriend's name, so this was a fun one to do. When he would hear Keith, he'd be like, what? I'm like, it's fine. Ignore
and
that.
Keith is my brother,
so
that's how we know each other.
Yeah, and we love true crime. Anyway, so we've said that a million times. So he started it in 1998, and essentially, it was a lot of things, but what they advertised it as was kind of like a women's empowerment group. However, men were a part of it.
Boo.
Sorry. Man. Patriarchy. But they had a lot of men in the group, but it was kind of, I feel like it was marketed different to the person they were trying to get into it.
Okay, sure. They like tailored it to each person.
Exactly. And one of the big players that got involved with it, and she has spoken out on many documentaries, and two of the documentaries that she spoke out about it were Escapee and Nexium, and that is actually a podcast that I listened to while I was at work.
And as you do.
As one will. And Cults and Extreme Belief. And her name is Sarah Edmondson. And she is amazing. Because with Nexium, to start a successful cult, obviously you need a cult leader that is very charming. And you
charismatic.
Look back,
yes. Right? Like, yeah. You have to have, like, all the... like, qualities, right? Like,
I mean, you don't have a cult start because, like, you have a
you're
shitty
boring.
Presence.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, people have to kind of be like, you seem cool.
Yeah.
And I like your vibe. Like,
yeah. And, you know, he does, and it's kind of interesting because a lot of people are like, you know, I heard his recordings, I'm like, this guy is so full of shit. And, yeah, he's full of shit, but that's also coming from knowing that he's a disgusting misogynist and all of the disgusting things that one can be, but... I also had that knowledge going into this, and a lot of people, and Sarah Edmondson was talking to Elizabeth Vargas on the Cult and Extreme Belief, and she was kind of like, yeah, he sounds full of shit, but you also have the knowledge in your head that he sucks.
Wait, who's Elizabeth Vargas?
Elizabeth Vargas is a person, a news anchor, and she does a lot of different projects.
Like cult, true crime things?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's, I don't know with what news station she's affiliated with. Please don't.
Should I Google it?
That. Yeah, that would probably be helpful.
I'll help you.
But Elizabeth Vargas is great, and she just kind of was interviewing Sarah Vargas, and also Sarah's friend.
Wait, Sarah Edmondson.
Sarah Edmondson. Oh my gosh, guys.
I'm trying to keep these names straight.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so it's Elizabeth Vargas.
Elizabeth Vargas is the news anchor that was interviewing Sarah Edmondson.
Gotcha.
On cults and extreme belief. And they covered a lot of cults.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And cults are something that is very, I find very interesting.
I find it fascinating because, like, how, like, it takes a certain type of person to be that manipulative.
Exactly.
And that, like, I don't know, they have to be kind of like a people person to
that
get...
brings me to my next point.
Oh my god,
actually. So they preyed on people that were going through, you know, like, I don't know if my career's correct, and Sarah Edmondson was actually going through a point in her life where she was an actress.
Okay.
And she was doing okay, but she wasn't doing great. And, you know, they just kind of, like, laid it out for her, like, this is a women's empowerment group. Do you want to pay for your future? Like, do you want this? Like, is this what you want? And she's like, obviously I want to be successful, which, yeah,
like,
that
duh,
makes
hello.
Sense. Yeah, exactly.
Isn't everyone?
I don't know about you, but
okay,
I
okay, so they're preying on people who are kind of, like, in a point in their life where they're a little bit, like, iffy on, like, what are my next steps? What
and they're
how,
looking
where
for
I
a
go
community.
Yeah. Because everyone wants to feel like they belong, right?
Exactly.
Like, I feel like that's such a huge part of cults is, like,
absolutely.
I found my community of people. And, like, it's such a beautiful thing when you do find your group of people, your community of, like, this is my people, but it's, like, not a cult.
Exactly. I mean, it's good
like,
you find your group of
I
friends,
I feel like
but
my
it's
yoga community is,
yeah.
like, that's my group of people, but, like, we're also not a cult. But, like, it's such a good feeling to be involved in that. So,
and
like, I get
something
that.
That Sarah, like, Edmondson was taught, and she was like, oh my gosh, I totally want this to be an empowerment group. And she was talking to her, her friend, and,
beep boop beep
boop beep
boop beep boop.
They're not friends anymore.
Oh my god, can I spill on this? Oh no, I didn't.
No.
It's fine.
Okay, good. Oh my god.
Go on, sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. So her friend was Lauren, and Lauren was actually like the maid of honor at her wedding, her children's, you know, godmother. So she believed Lauren, as anyone would. I mean,
okay, so her it's like her best friend?
Yes. And her best friend was like, there is a women's empowerment group.
She's like roping her into it with
her? Exactly.
Like, as you do with best friends, you're like, here's this cool thing.
How many times have I been like, oh my gosh, I went to this restaurant, like, you need to go. Or like,
right.
you're like,
yeah,
oh my
exactly.
gosh, I saw this, like, show.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So she was just kind of like, there's a women's empowerment group, and it's not really stated if Lauren knew that it was dark, but
how would she know?
She had been in it longer, so...
Wait, Lauren was already in it?
Lauren was already in it, and she was bringing Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my bad. So, I was thinking it was the opposite. Okay,
no, you're fine. So, Sarah Edmondson is, she was kind of brought into it by Lauren. She's like, she's my best friend. I'm going to trust her. She's
like, obviously. Like,
yeah, she's her godmother, like, all of that stuff. So, why would you not trust that person? So, she pays $500 down. And then it's like, oh, okay, but you need to pay $2,000 extra. It's $2,500 for one
just
leadership
to, like,
meeting.
Fucking start?
Exactly. And it's not even, like, start.
This is problematic.
They frame it as classes. So, essentially, they had to do everything that the master said, and they had to be available at all hours of the night. That means...
what?
Yeah.
She has kids, doesn't she?
She sure does. But guess what? If her master, quote-unquote, because I hate it so much, texts her at, like, 4 in the morning, she has to answer.
But why would she do that? If it's her best friend, like, I mean, like, if we were in this scenario and, like, you were my master.
Yeah.
And I was your slave. I'm doing air quotes. Like, why would you ever text me at 4 in the morning?
Because, you know? Like, they're fucked up.
Is it just, like, a control thing?
It was a control thing.
Okay.
It, at no point, was like, you know, because, like, if I'm going to text you at 4 in the morning, like, somebody's dead.
So, yeah, like,
or,
there's
like,
a problem.
Something really bad
something
happened.
Is happening.
So, essentially, they would just, and they had to answer within 1 minute, and if they didn't, there's punishment.
Ew, what is the punishment?
Oh, what is punishment? That's a good question.
Oh, God.
Punishment could be shower with cold water for a month. Or sleep on the floor for a week.
But how are they regulating it?
It doesn't break into how they regulate it. It's essentially like, if you don't listen to your master, and it's more like self-accountability.
Okay.
So it's more or less like, you know, and my thing is like, if somebody told me I had to sleep on the floor and they weren't like living with me, guess what? I'm not sleeping on the floor.
Immediately no.
But also, I'm not part of a cult.
Sure. Well,
so,
yeah.
Who knows? And, you know, and Sarah Edmondson just kind of, like, talked about some of that stuff. And it's for not fulfilling goals and everything. They just use punishment. And they tried to make the punishment worse than not accomplishing your goals.
Okay.
So, essentially, I mean, at that point, you're pretty much in too deep. I feel like.
Well, yeah.
But that is just the beginning. So already right now, there's a slave-master relationship. And I gotta tell you, I cringe every time I say that.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
No, that's the worst possible. Like, why?
It's, why that
for
wording
business
too?
Things, though,
for,
like,
yeah.
And, well, I mean, I guess any other. Like, I really can't think of a situation where that's appropriate.
No, I.
Like, what the fuck?
Schools? I don't know.
No.
No. So gross.
Nothing. It's terrible. Like, why?
Oh, it gets worse. It gets so much
worse. Even
worse
than this?
That's not
Jesus
bad.
Jesus Christ.
This is nothing right
now. This is just the beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg.
So, one of Keith's things was he didn't want people, you know, to know about what was going on. And I guess, like,
understandably. Yeah, because he knows he's doing some shit wrong.
Exactly. And it's, like, understandable because you're disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they also asked for incriminating evidence on the person to be sure that they couldn't tell information for.
Wait, like blackmail shit?
Oh, yes.
Wait, like what?
So Sarah was trying to be an actress, so they would have her send nude pictures because,
and
you know,
she agreed. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to victim blame, but I, like, if someone was like, and we're gonna need some blackmail
material.
And she says
that. She says that. She, like, covers that
fuck
and saying,
you.
Like, yeah, if anyone, she's like, obviously you take the equation out and somebody says that to you and you can laugh, like, what incriminating information?
She was, like, deep in it.
She was deep in
but
it.
But also, they probably didn't even say it like that. Like, they were
they
had
just
some,
have
like,
to,
special way that they said it, where it was like, okay, yeah, makes sense. Like,
it gets worse.
Oh, God.
Just that. So, nude pictures. I obviously wouldn't want a nude picture of me out, but stuff happens. But
sure.
That's one thing that they used incriminating. They also had people's bank account information.
Oh. Yeah. What?
Bank account information.
Okay, hate that.
Hate that for
no.
everyone. And
but,
they,
I mean, like, if they're, okay, so, like, say it was, you know, you're working for this company. Obviously, you're going to give them your bank account information for, like,
course.
Direct deposit.
Of course.
You're not going to know if they're, like, using that for nefarious things.
But in this one, you do.
You do.
It's like, so you don't tell anyone, we need your bank account information, maybe shut your mouth. I mean, obviously they say it in a more flowery way than that, because that wouldn't do it for people. But yes, they had to have their bank account information, possibly. There was obviously like a lot of different things
that they could choose
from. One of the things, people would write letters with really incriminating information, secrets about them, that they had to sign and say, I deny of this date, blah, blah, blah.
Incriminating information. Okay, so they're, like, fully in the brainwash, like,
oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Like, this is, because, like, any person who is of sound mind would be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, it's a women's empowerment, so they need all this information so they can be better than that. If you remember, that's, like, the point. Also, this one to me is the worst.
Okay.
And I put myself in this position. They had to put videos out of them, like, shit-talking their family.
What?
Yeah. And Sarah said she knew it was happening, but she had to pretend it wasn't happening, so it seemed more organic. But she had to, like, just shit-talk her family members. And I can't think of anything worse than just dissing, like, all of the people that have, like, surrounded you.
I mean, so there's some family members I'll be like, let me tell you.
But I mean, like...
But I wouldn't know.
Like, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, like, my nieces and nephews.
Absolutely not.
To be really honest, like, I thought about it the other day. As weird as this sounds, because I was, like, listening to the podcast, and I'm like, what would I even say? Like, I obviously everyone has faults, but, like, my family members, I was like, I feel like all of the faults that they would have that I could say, they, like, know.
Like, yeah.
Like, my dad gets angry sometimes, and I don't like it. Like,
sure, people get angry. Like so they're, my sister sometimes they're doesn't giving, text like, me for a so it's days. Deeper than that, though. They're giving, it's like, deeper. Dirt on their family.
Yes.
So it's not only dirt on yourself.
Yes.
Now it's dirt on your family.
So it's stuff so that really you fucked. Essentially do not want released.
Like, but, like, just immediately tell these people.
Exactly. Because they're gonna, like, release that. And, like, what's worse than, like, you saying horrible things about your mom, and then your mom's like, wow, that's cool. Like, it's, and it could be any one of those things.
Sure,
it's
sure,
not
sure.
Necessarily, like,
all of them.
It's or... not necessarily all of them, but, like, the more, the better.
What? That?
Mm-hmm. So after they turn that over, they tell people, you know, because at that point, like, my what God, are they you're actually saying stuff selling? About your family. What?
What are they actually, like, selling? Are there products?
It's classes. Leadership women's classes. And the classes are about managing your emotions. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'll get into the classes okay, and then okay, I'll get okay. into the worst. I'll tell you about the classes right now because we're on that
I
one.
I'm like, so, like, what the fuck?
So it's essentially emotional management. It's like controlling your emotions. And, like, if... And they would turn stuff on people, like...
So they're, like, gaslighting people.
Exactly. And that's what I said in my notes. I have, like, basically gaslighting. So imagine if you came to, like, my apartment and we were, like, hanging out. And I'm like,
okay,
you know what, Danae? You're just being, like, really ridiculous and you're, like, really emotional. And you're like, what the hell? Why would you say that? And I'm like, that's just you being emotional. It's supposed to be, like, nobody's supposed to make you feel any way. And that's just you being dramatic, essentially.
Oh, my God.
It goes a little bit deeper than that, but essentially, like, I don't...
That's, like, the gist of it.
It's the gist of it.
Okay.
Is, like, no one should be able to, like, control your emotions. Which, to a certain degree...
Okay, yeah.
Sure. But if you're gonna say, like, messed up stuff to somebody, you're gonna get an emotional response. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah, that's kind of how things work.
Exactly. Like, if you say... Like, if somebody says something and they... And it would just be, like, a reflection... You know, I'm just like, and they used on women, and I mean, how many women have been told, you're being really dramatic, and we're like, wow, I feel so less dramatic now.
Sure, yeah.
Do you want to see a Broadway production?
Calm down. Like, do not tell me to calm down.
So after that, then they tell women that they're going to be getting a tattoo to represent their growth. And a lot of people are reluctant. I mean, you and me have tattoos. So for us, we're like, tattoos? Sure. Obviously, well, we're not going to get stuff.
Tell me
that...
what it is. Like, is it cute?
Yeah. And they're like, well, I can't tell you.
Oh, well, it's a no for me.
Yeah. It's
also
in a perfect
no for
world.
Me.
Yeah. It's absolutely a no for me. But at this point, you've spent a few thousand dollars on these leadership classes. You've given them incriminating information. So at this point...
But, like, is shit happening? Like, is anyone being like, oh my God, I'm growing into a, like, really
great person? They all think they are. Oh, because Keith Raniere talks out his ass and just says, like, the most cliche things.
Oh, God.
So, yes. So at these leadership conferences, these women feel like they're connecting with everyone. They feel like, you know, they're getting to their, like, their growth because they're told they're getting to their growth. So
sure,
they think that's happening. And then they're told about this brand. And at that point, they've already given incriminating information. So at this point, it would be, you know, not in their best interest. So they've already given incriminating information. So what the hell is another tattoo, you know?
Sure. They're like, fine, I guess.
So what happens is these women are close to the other women because they took classes with them. They strip them down naked.
Okay.
They drive them to a different location.
Like cattle?
Yeah.
It's like Handmaid's Tale shit.
Oh, they're blindfolded.
Ew. No.
And they're doing all sorts of different turns and they're told to not peek. And they go to this location, and this ends up being Allie Mack. She's a big player in the story, and I will talk about her in a little bit.
Okay.
They go to Allie Mack's house, and they're told to not peek. And Sarah, at this point, knew Allie Mack because she was part of this group. And, you know, Allison Mack is probably the better way to say it because she does not deserve a cutesy name. And, right? Allison. Anyways, so they go to her townhouse. And she kind of peeks and she's like, why are we at her house? Like, that's so strange. Like, I really don't understand what the point of that is. So they do that and they're brought into like an extra bedroom and there's a massage table on it.
Of Ew. Sorts. What? I don't like where this is going.
Yeah. Naked blindfolded women. And what they're told is, well, it's not really a tattoo. It's more of a brand.
So truly like cattle.
Yes. So... interesting that you brought up cattle, because it's truly like cattle.
What the fuck? What's the brand? Like, what is the design?
It's a design that we will post on our Instagram.
Okay.
But it's just kind of like a symbol, and...
I'm gonna look it up.
I'll explain to you in a little bit, like, more what it is. And
is I would it just say, like, the NV whatever DJ
NXIVM, okay. And you can say brand.
Okay.
And they use a hot... rod iron, and they are searing these women's skin.
Where are they doing it? On their beds?
They're doing it on that massage table. One by fucking one. And these women are hearing other women just, like, in absolute agony, because why wouldn't you be in agony? You're getting your, like, skin seared open.
But, like, on their body, where yes. is it?
Oh, it's, like, on your hip. Like, it can be hidden by a bathing suit. It's kind of, she's told by Lauren, Sarah's told by Lauren, that it's, like, dime-sized, but it is much more...
It's bigger?
It's way bigger. And she's like, well, I didn't sign up for this. And Lauren's like, this is a symbol of your growth. And like I said, she's gonna trust her best friend. She gets a brand on her skin. And they are having to hold other, and she's doing it with other women. And,
They're probably, like, freaking out.
They're holding each other down so they don't, like, mess up the symbol. And they had to wear masks to cover the scent of burning skin.
Ew.
Because it was, like, ridiculous. But, yeah, the biggest thing is that it could be hidden with a swimsuit.
Oh, God. Okay. I hate this part so much.
Okay. So, these women are like, oh, this isn't a tattoo. Like... also, tattoos, like, they're painful, but they're not, like, the worst pain ever.
No, like, branding, I feel like, would be awful.
Oh, my God, so much worse.
Burning your skin. Like, yeah. There's a difference between burning your skin and getting, like, little needles, like...
And they said it's so much better than a tattoo, because a tattoo can be removed and a brand can
Sure, not. Yeah, like, you, like, how are you gonna remove that?
And it's supposed to be a commitment to your growth.
Gross.
Ugh, but before these women have to do that, I'm, like, closing my eyes and, like, touching... Ugh.
No.
They have to say, Master, will you brand me? It would be an honor.
No, I don't like that.
I hate it so much.
And he's physically doing this?
It's not Keith Raniere.
Oh.
It is...
just some random fucking person?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's...
What?
Sarah thought to herself, she's like, I've had children... I can do this because this is sure. to my growth. And obviously, you know, and Lauren wouldn't lie to her. She's her best friend. Why would she do that? So Sarah essentially is like, okay, I'll do it. And she went through with it. And she said at the time she felt more love and admiration for the girl she did it with.
What?
Even though it was a few hours and they were holding each other down while they were having their skin seared open.
Well, they're like bonding over a traumatic experience.
Exactly. Like, it's trauma bonding to the nth degree.
Yeah, that's not like...
And what they were told Jesus. Is because Lauren is Sarah's master.
Right.
And Lauren's master is Keith, the end user, if you will.
Okay, like, so, like, guy. It's, like, truly, like, a pyramid where it's, like, it whoever's above you is your master and you're the slave to said...
A pyramid scheme. Okay. So much.
So, like, Sarah, if she, like, got someone involved, would be the They're master to them. That
mm-hmm.
person.
And they... So... Sarah feels admiration for this group, and she loves all these girls, and she's like, I did something I didn't want to do.
Oh my god, that's, like, terrifying.
And she finds out that Keith knew about this branding, and Lauren was like, oh no, it's supposed to be a secret. And they're filming these women getting branded,
they're
too.
Filming
they're
it?
Filming Ew. It. And she's holding Lauren's phone, and she sees a message from K.A.R., and she's like, well,
who's that?
Keith Allen Rainier.
Sure.
And she was told he wouldn't know about this situation going on. And he was just like, how are the girls doing?
What?
Yeah. So gross. So.
So he planned this.
So, yeah. And I'll break it down for you now. Okay. So essentially it's a cysta, like the tattoo is supposed to be like a symbol of growth. However, when you flip it over, it looks like a really big K and a little tiny R.
Ew, he's really branding them with his initials.
Initials.
Like and a cattle. Person.
Exactly. And at another angle, it's Allie Mack. So let me tell you a little bit about Allie Mack.
Yeah, who the fuck is this Allie Mack?
So Allie Mack was an actress that was on Smallville for a few years. I never watched Smallville, but I know a lot of people did, and I guess it was a really great show. It wasn't one that I ever watched.
No.
So Allie Mack was one of the big players that did this, and she was probably one of the second in command. She was like, you know, because a big name, he's gonna use an actress to be
to kind of, like, recruit people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And a few years ago, before I even did this, something that I found really interesting, because I'd heard of NXIVM, but I obviously didn't deep dive search it like I, you know, have over the past few days. A lot of authors and actresses were getting messages on their Twitter from Allie Mack that said, hey, I've heard you watch Smallville. I'm actually an actress on Smallville, and I've heard you're about women's empowerment.
Okay.
She talked to one of the biggest name I think she talked to was Emma Watson, and obviously Emma Watson, huge.
Well, she's like super smart.
Yeah, and you know, huge into like, you know, women's rights and everything.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Obviously, like a, you know, she's great. And Emma Watson posted that message from Allie Mack. And there was this thread on, I think it was on Facebook at one point. This was like 5 years ago, like in 2018, 2017.
Okay.
When all these people were posting what Allie Mack had said on
their Twitter. To like call her out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To be like, wow, I was almost recruited. And it was so many people. And it was just like the same message. Like, I'm from Smallville. I heard you were a fan of Smallville. I'm actually in a women's empowerment group. And she tried to get all these actresses and, you know, luck. Actress has so many things on her Twitter. So obviously they missed it. But a lot of people were like, I wonder if Allie Mack ever did. And they posted all this stuff. And she tried to get so many different actors and, you know, authors. And one of Sarah Edmondson's friends, his name is Mark. He was always like, yeah, she tried to get the cute ones. And he was like, and Keith Rainier said, never the fat ones. You know.
Just misogyny at its finest.
Yes. So Allie Mack was someone that he did videos with too. And the videos were kind of to show like, you know, like his philosophy and why people should join women's empowerment. And there's one where he's just, you know, you know, talking out his ass, just like being like, oh yeah, and like to know a person is to be a part of them, you know, just bullshit like that. God. And the camera pans so over corny. To Allie Mack, and she literally starts crying, and she's like, I'm sorry, that's just beautiful.
Girl.
And I'm like,
is it?
Is it though? Because I feel like that's just like bullshit.
That's just some stupid words put together.
But more information about Keith. Okay. So, you know, his friends called him this big nerd when he was growing up. Okay. A lot of his friends were just like, oh, he was such a nerd. Like, how he became a ladies' man. And it's like,
Okay.
Like, that's cool. So, he was very misogynistic, obviously.
Yeah.
He wanted only beautiful women to be part of this cult. And he wanted people that he could, you know, talk into sleeping with him. And he said a lot of the women, luckily Sarah was not one of these women, and I feel really bad. I should not call them women. I should call them victims.
Yeah.
Because they are truly victims. And many of them were underage.
Ew. So yes. Was that his end game? He just wanted people to sleep with? Mm-hmm. Like, he was just a predator?
Yes. Very big predator.
Ugh.
So he used girls as young as 12. Yeah, to sleep with them for personal growth. And that's what he would tell them.
Growth?
And they're like, what person talks to children and, you know, just women that, you know, aren't speaking out for themselves to sleep with him for personal growth?
Like, what are you giving me that's making me grow?
And another thing about him is also he thought very highly of himself.
Sounds like it.
One of his family members said he took a take-home IQ test.
So that he could get all the right answers.
Yeah. And he scored a 240. All right.
What's, fun, like, normal score?
You know what? Let's look that up, because that's a very good question.
I have no idea.
What the average...
Have you ever taken an IQ test?
I took an IQ test, like, but it was, like, one of those, like...
Was it an at-home one?
It wasn't... I was sitting at my kitchen table and asking my mom all the answers.
Like, wait, I don't know.
Mom!
If it has math on it, like...
Like,
I'm failing.
I'm not doing well.
Or word problems.
Average IQ is, like, 105, 115, kind of in that area.
Okay, so he's just being like, I'm a super mega genius.
Yeah, so 240, that's... Calm not down. Even on this test.
Calm, like, down, sir. That's not even a real score.
That's not even a real score. And also at, I mean, like, maybe one of his colleges, like, he went to, NYU, his GPA was 2.26.
Was he just, like, so smart he, like, really just couldn't focus?
He just
focus.
Was bored in school. But they looked into it because they're like, oh, if this guy's so smart. You know, after obviously this stuff came to light, they looked at his GPA and he couldn't even score, like, a normal GPA.
Sir.
I mean, I'll be honest. My GPA was not great.
I mean, but it wasn't a
But I also
something.
Didn't say I had an IQ of 240. And I didn't I'm very self
at-home IQ test to be like,
yeah.
P.S., guys.
I'm really smart.
A genius.
I don't
know. Not sure if you know this. I'm
but
super smart.
The misogyny would come out all the time. He would be like, this woman was walking down the street. And she, like, ran into a guy, which happens. And he's like, God, stupid women. Like, just stuff like that. Like, people would see that all the time.
Okay.
And his friends were just like, yeah, it's fine. Like, that's just Keith for you.
It's fine. Well, of course, his men friends would say that.
Of course. And, you know, a lot of his friends, like, after, you know, stuff came out about him, they were like, yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff. Something to note was, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned that it was kind of like an MLM.
Sure.
So, before 1998, before he developed this... he was involved with Amway, and we talked about that.
Right.
But he tried to start so many MLMs himself.
He was just like, because, an MLM starter.
So he wanted to do, you know, get rich quick schemes,
sure.
Which essentially, and I feel really bad for people affiliated with MLMs that are in deep, because at the end of the day,
well, they just take your money and you don't get rich at all.
They take your money. And I've seen a lot of people become victims to that. And
sure.
They do get out. eventually.
Yeah.
Most eventually. Of the ones that
But it's always to. At a loss.
Like, it's always at a loss.
Like, I don't think I've met anyone that's like, I'm doing so well with my MLM. It's kind of like, well, that was a lesson learned.
Exactly. And that's something he liked about Sarah, is because she had a lot of people.
A network of people.
And okay. The reason why she was very outspoken is because she recruited over or under 2,000
Holy people. Shit, I don't even know that many people.
And just speaking about the initial class, that's 2,500.
What? Like on Facebook?
$25,000, that was a class. But think about, like, she put in 2,000 people at $2,500 a pop to take the initial leadership
class. But, like, how much of a cut does she even get if she's, like...
Well, she was making bigger paychecks, like,
because she was kind of, like, people. Top?
Yes. But the unfortunate thing about her is, and I'm actually going to do the math to see how much, just at saying she did 2,000.
Okay.
And the initial leadership classes were 2,500. She said anywhere between 2,000 and 2,500, so I'm just going to round it up.
Did she get like a percentage? $5
million.
And what percent does she get of that?
It didn't really explain, but I know she did get a cut. And she didn't get a cut because she was like, ooh, I know I'm, you know, like recruiting people for this horrible thing. She thought she felt better about herself.
Aww.
And, you know, a lot of people were like, Sarah, I see a change in you. Like, I, aww. You know.
So it felt like a positive
thing. It felt positive. And I do think maybe it was positive for her. And, you know, there's the placebo effect, too.
Sure.
When things are going well, you're going to do better because mm-hmm. you're also, like, thinking that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, and she didn't mention the placebo effect or anything, but, like, now that I kind of, like, look at it, I'm like, you know, she probably was doing better because she felt better about herself, and maybe the leadership classes did help her, but she did go up in rank, and the rank was you wore a ribbon, so a lot of the people, yes, it was a elementary school field day, you would wear a ribbon.
You're like, you get a blue ribbon.
Good job!
Yay!
So, the ranks were white, yellow, orange, green, blue, and purple. And purple was for ranks. The people that were more, that were the most.
Okay.
So, white was, like, for the people coming into the class.
They're, like, noobs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fucking noobs.
Fucking noobs.
But
make us some money.
The thing that made me eye roll so, I mean, all of this case, like, yeah, was making me eye roll, like, the whole time.
Most of it is
It's terrible. Just, like, But Keith, you know, that piece of shit.
What a dick.
He would wear a long white ribbon because he's always learning.
I'm sorry, what?
I rewound that part, and this was from
Escaping Nexium. Shut the fuck up. Oh
and
my
I
god.
I think the guy narrating it was even like, because he's always learning.
That's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. So he wore an extra long white ribbon. Because he's always learning. I just need to repeat that so everyone gets...
The visual in my head, I don't know what this man looks like, but I feel like he has
like
a ponytail.
Like, excitedly looking around at all these
he
women.
He definitely has a ponytail. And he just has, like, a really white, like, long ribbon just flowing in the wind with his ponytail.
Do you
want
to look him up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he disgusting? He's probably gross.
Danae hasn't seen what he looks like. Well, here's the deal. You gotta look at it this way. We know he's disgusting.
Wait, what's
so you're
his
gonna
name
find
again?
Him gross. His name is Keith Raniere.
R-A-N-I-E-R?
Let me look exactly for the spelling. It is R-A-N-I-E-R-E.
I feel like he has a ponytail.
He's
Does he have a ponytail?
No.
Oh.
But he's not cute. He has longer hair.
It could be a ponytail,
but you've got to realize, like, we know he's gross.
Well,
these
yeah.
women see him as, like, this kind man. So, unfortunately, they have a better view of him because, and, you know, she said that, like, we were talking about, like, with
yeah.
Elizabeth Vargas. She was like, you know, obviously.
It's, yeah, he sounds like
yeah.
a creep because we know he's a creep.
But, you know, Sarah was doing leadership classes. That was just taking up her rank. And they were $15,000 for a 3-day class. That was $5,000 a class.
Is she leading the classes?
She
or
starts,
she's just attending them?
She's attending them.
Okay.
But then she starts leading them. And people who do these leadership conferences, obviously you have to be a higher rank.
Okay.
But they don't get paid anything. It's just
something, it's just like volunteer work.
Yeah, it's what you do for
the like group.
Yeah,
for the good of the group.
The good of the group. And so also the headquarters for this is in Albany, New York.
Okay.
And luckily Sarah was in Canada. She was Canadian.
Okay.
So she kind of stayed there in Vancouver.
And so she's a little bit removed.
So she was very removed. And like when they did punishments, she didn't really have to.
I would just be like, oh no, I did my cold shower.
Yeah. And sometimes they got paddled. Also, fun fact. That's one I
forgot
to add in. Yeah, so she didn't have anyone to paddle her. Oh, no.
Oh, I guess
humanity.
I'll just take a cold shower.
But she just started seeing kind of, like, the cracks and everything just because...
She's like, what the fuck is
happening? She was seeing a lot of money, and she was seeing, like, and she was finding out that a lot of people were sleeping with Keith.
Ew.
And, you know, she thought it was, and a lot of women made a commitment to Keith that he was going to be the only one that they were going to sleep with.
What?
20? Maybe more. It's not confirmed. I mean, you know, wow. How many people are going to say that, you know, they slept with Keith? Obviously, that's not something that you're going to want to, you know, advertise.
No, for sure.
So, something, I watched another documentary, and it was called The Women, mm-hmm. The Lost Women of NXIVM.
Okay.
It was kind of more stories. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not confirmed, but... And this is not confirmed either, but they thought Keith didn't like lesbians. And one of the
women. What a surprise.
I know, what a surprise, because, like, they're not into him.
And also, like, he sounds like a dick.
But a lot of women that were lesbians went missing in the group.
Like, and murdered? Potentially.
Who's to say? Keith did say, off the record, that somebody recorded that he's had people try to kill him, and he's killed for this religion. He'll do it again.
Wait, is it a religion now?
He looks at it as a religion.
Oh.
The religion group calls it a lot of different things. So,
okay.
It's probably more, he says group, but he looks at it as a religion.
Okay.
But he's told people he's killed for it before. And these are not necessarily confirmed because a lot of women went into hiding, too. And
I feel like that's, like, a safe route.
Which I think 100%. If I had all this information out on me and, you know, and I was scared for my life, I would probably go into hiding myself.
Well, yeah, and now they have, like, things that you're talking about that are potentially, like, blackmail items for your family.
Exactly.
Not only for you, but your family and, like... all the people that you love, like, what other choice do you have if you're trying to get out of this?
Yeah, and there's, like, threats on your life. And, so
he just decided, he was like, okay, if you're a lesbian, you can join, because, like, I'll take your money.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like,
but
people just went missing?
You're not interested in me. So a lot of people went missing. And, one of the ladies...
That's so creepy.
Tried to do a short interview, but she had never, like, talked about it, but, okay. She actually got pregnant from him. And his biggest thing was, like, if I get you pregnant, like, you're gonna get an abortion. We don't discuss this.
Oh.
And, you know, obviously, I am all for what women want to do with their bodies. Sure, 100%. And included in that is if somebody wants to go through with the pregnancy...
They're allowed to do that.
They should be able to do that. That is their choice. That is their body.
Yeah.
And I personally think it's really rough to be in that position because a lot of women, this was their only option. And one woman did have his child, and her child was a little bit older, and she escaped with him, and she went into hiding for a lot of years, and more recently they had found her, and she agreed to an interview, but she got really scared, and they started asking her questions, and she was like, I can't do this right now.
Oh my god.
But her situation was a little bit different. Her name was Lindsay. I'm not gonna say her last name just for privacy reasons.
Okay.
And it might not even be Lindsay because, you know, hiding her identity and everything, but she got really scared during the interview, and she just cut off the interview.
Oh.
And I can kind of understand that because this person comes off as really powerful, but he is like a little bitch boy. Like, I don't know how to say it better than that.
But he does have a lot of power in his charisma, as sure. we've discussed earlier.
Yeah.
So, I feel really bad for the people. But back to Sarah. Sarah saw the cracks in this, and her friend Mark also saw the cracks in it, and he saw it after she got branded. And he's like...
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm, like, if one of my friends is like, hey, I got branded, I'd be like... I'm... What?
Like, obviously, you'd be like, I'm worried about you.
Red flag.
And, you know, because he didn't get branded, he's a guy that's part of Nexium.
Oh, he was part of it, too? What do they do to the guys? They don't give a shit?
So, the guys, I think they're just, like, part of the leadership. But okay. he doesn't really want guys there.
Sure.
But, obviously, men are going to join in. And Mark's position at this... Lauren got Sarah in,
yeah.
but Mark was the one that talked about Keith and got Sarah interested.
Oh, okay.
So he kind of felt, I feel bad for him because he felt responsible for that. And it's sure. like, that's not something on you. Like,
no.
Sarah was really, unfortunately, brainwashed. And
she chose to do the things that she did.
Yeah.
Because of, like,
because of people self-growth.
Telling,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And if somebody's and
wanting
in your
to be
ear,
a part of something. Like,
sure. Sure. And if somebody's in your ear telling you, like, this is going to make you a better person, this is, like, a commitment to your growth.
Like, who doesn't want to be a better person?
No, I mean, I can't. Yeah. Well, I know some people that are like, I'm great the way I yeah. am. And we're like, are you, though?
Are you? Are you sure, though? But, yeah,
I'm
like.
I'm really glad you think about it.
I don't know. I don't think that's something that he can really take on as.
Yeah. And, you know, she was disappointed because he said he wanted to resign after the branding.
Did they let him?
I mean, he's told her, he's like, you need to make peace with the, you know, shit talking and everything like that. And I feel like that would be really hard. But I feel like if you do have a loving family and you're like, listen, stuff was said. I don't really feel that way. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Make peace with it. And, you know, get out. But he kind of wanted out of the group too. And then Sarah was kind of like, oh my God, if that's my friend. And just a little side note, they call them Vanguard because Vanguard is like the person in charge. So that was something. And they still call him that in the interviews. And I was like, why are you calling this piece of shit Vanguard still?
Wait, 'cause
that's the name he wanted for himself.
Oh, he just like chose his own nickname?
Yeah. And again, I just want to reiterate, knowing what I know, obviously... I think he's a piece of shit, but if you guys ever watch the video of him talking, it's just so gross. And, you know, maybe it wouldn't be gross if I didn't know he was such a disgusting person.
Keith?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, Keith wanted to be Vanguard or the friend?
Keith was Vanguard. And that was just kind of like a side note.
Is that like a reference to something?
Is what they called him. Yeah, it's like a controller, person in charge.
What a douche.
So, Sarah got out of the group in 2017.
Okay.
And she's doing really well.
So, she was in there for a while.
12 years. 12 years of her life.
Damn.
And, you know, it's something I think about. Like, think about the last 12 years of your life.
Yeah.
That's you at 20.
Gross.
Think about all the people you've
met.
Dude,
that's such a long time.
Such a long
and
time.
And such a huge period of, like...
You
growing
have,
up and becoming
I mean,
a different person and figuring out what you like and, like, being in a organization like that where they're controlling you for that long, like...
It's essentially...
Wow.
Like, being in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And I say that because I have been in one.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you see, there are good times, obviously, and, like, she met
sure.
a lot of good
community
people from that.
And...
Yeah. But it's, like, but cutting that off is really hard because, you know... In that time, she had met her, like you say, community. She met all the people that she, you know, had in her life. And it was kind of like starting over again. And I know, like, getting out of my relationship with this person, I lost a lot of friends.
Right.
Because
and
a lot
then you're
of people,
alone.
Exactly.
And
like,
how'd she get out? Like, at what point was she like, this
she,
is it?
She found out about... the sex with minors, and she obviously knew, and, you know, and, like, the mind games he would play with people, and she was just like, you know, this is not a safe spot for me, and I do feel like she was in the dark for a lot of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she blames herself, which I think is so wrong that she feels the need to blame herself, and that is,
she's taking this terrible, terrible time of her life, this terrible, you know, what she went through. And that's why she's speaking out, mm-hmm. is because she's trying to get people. And her and Mark were even going through, like, the pictures he took. And she's like, oh, Sally's still in it. Oh, Michelle's out of it. You know, and I'm just using fake names. Yeah, I'm not using, like, people's real names. But, you know, and they blocked out a lot of the people's faces that were still in the, you know, community. Because at that point, you know, she saw the light. But these women, she didn't for 12 years. So I'm sure a lot of these women are in the mindset she was in. And that was a hard habit to break. Her and her husband had to get out of it. And the husband didn't know about the branding for a while. And that's when
How does he not know? Like, they don't have sex or... I mean,
right? I hate to say it, but, like, at some point, would you not have noticed that? Like,
you guys only fuck when the lights are off?
Or...
When
children are, like, to be born?
You didn't notice a fucking
scar? We only sleep together for children. Yeah. So, they got out of it.
Okay.
And they spoke out a lot about it.
Good for them.
Which is great. They turned a really negative event. And, you know, like, Allie Mack was still very deep in it. Mm-hmm. And, it's not confirmed, but they said, but I can see how it would be construed that way, but they said Allie Mack was somebody he was sleeping with consistently.
Okay, they were, like, lovers.
Yes, because she, he used her as one of his big, you know, players, because she was an actress, she knew more people, and, like, that's why Sarah
She's was like in the his face good of
graces.
It.
Exactly, and that's why Sarah was in his good graces, too, because... You bring someone in, that's a lot of money. And you can't just bring anyone in. You have to bring somebody that's financially stable in. Mm-hmm. You have to bring all that. So, she got out of it. And she's like, you know what? I brought a lot of people into this, so I'm gonna have to help them out of it.
Okay, fair enough.
And...
As you should.
Yes. And a lot of people came together. And on March 26th, the day after Keith's birthday, 2018...
Keith, your boyfriend.
Yes, my boyfriend brother. Keith. I hate that it's the same Not name.
Keith, the cult leader.
Yes, the good Keith.
Keith Beef.
Beef Keith. Yep. March 26, 2018, he was found in Puerto Vallarta by a whistleblower, and he was arrested.
Good for the whistleblower.
And he was arrested, and a lot of people tried to get him, not arrested, but they were like... You know, he was at a house with a lot of his women followers, and they got a lot of threats, and they gave him up. Because at that point, he had slept with minors, and...
That's so, like, foul. Like, ugh.
And Allie Mack, not long after, was walking through Albany, New York, which is the capital of New York. Fun fact, it's not New York, New York. Sorry, native New Yorkers, please don't hate us. I did have a native New Yorker tell me that.
I didn't.
Thanks, David. That. Also, sorry I used your name. Anyways, so she was arrested and he was arrested. They were in custody and obviously they had to build a case against them.
Okay.
And they both pled not guilty.
What?
Yep. Of all the charges. And like, I'll tell you what they were convicted of.
Okay.
Keith Raniere was convicted last year, and this was just one of the,
This was last year?
No, this was 20, and I'm saying this article is from 2019, and it was from, the New York Times.
Okay.
And he was convicted of racketeering, which is essentially the money that he made, racketeering was just, like, the money, sex trafficking, which...
Sure. Fair.
How can you not see that?
Yeah.
Child pornography.
Uh-huh.
Possession.
Okay.
And other crimes just sex-related, because there was just a lot of stuff. Okay. And he was convicted. And he was like, there is no way they're going to find me guilty. I have so much on my side.
Okay, calm down, narcissist. He was convicted
to 120 years
Good.
In prison.
Fuck that
And guy. He was 60 when that happened. I have an inkling, and I could be wrong, he might not make it out.
Perhaps not.
I don't know. I don't think people live to be 180. But
let's fucking hope not. Could you imagine how you would look at 180?
I mean,
just die.
Yeah. You've seen Anastasia, right?
Rasputin does not.
He's not killing it. I feel like that's what he'll look like. Like
if, he just like, has just... yellow eyes.
Bartok just walking around like, oh no, Keith. That's literally what came to my mind. His eyeballs are just popping out. He's like, again? So, Allie Mack was arrested not long after, and she was up to 3 years, along with a $20,000 fine for her involvement.
Why is she only 3 years?
I thought that was really strange, too. But I guess, she didn't do...
She wasn't...
As much, and she, I think a lot of it was she played innocent, because she also, I look at it kind of as a victim. She brought a lot of people in. Yeah, and she wasn't great, too. True. And, you know, maybe that's controversial to say, but I do feel like she might have also been a victim, because 3 years doesn't 100%. Say somebody who's totally involved in that.
Okay, I could see that. Sure. Yes.
So, he is currently going to be in jail for, like, quite a bit. And there's absolutely no way he's getting out. Like, good. At this point. Good. So, kind of to pull all together, a lot of people, and this was not confirmed by a doctor at any point, and okay. If it was, I didn't see it, but a lot of people just called him a narcissist and a sex addict. And...
I feel like that's a cop-out as a sex addict.
Which I feel like is a cop-out, too.
Like, you knew what you were doing, you mm-hmm. dick.
And I find it really sad because the group has not completely disbanded.
They're still around?
They're still around. It's obviously not as big as it is.
Oh, but that's embarrassing.
For people that are involved in that, I really hope they can get out of it and find a new community. Because I'm sure, like I said, it's like an abusive relationship. And until you're outside on the other side, you don't even,
like, understand, like, yeah. how much better it can be mm-hmm. and, like, what reality is.
Exactly. And Sarah said, you know, obviously she feels bad for the 2,000 people she recruited. And
I believe she recruited 2,000 people. Like,
I don't have that many friends. That's a lot. That's really impressive.
I don't think I even know that many people.
I don't either. But I feel bad for her because I feel like she was a huge victim.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst part of all, she said she went to bat for him so much. She went to bat for him. Sarah was born in 1972.
Okay.
So she spent the better part of her 20s and 30s in this awful, horrible group, just being abused and not even understanding that's what it was abusive.
Yeah.
And I really hope people that are in situations like this, whether it be a cult, whether it be a really bad relationship, can just see the light. And it's hard. It's so much easier to be like, oh, I should have seen that as a red flag. I mean, how often, you know, none of these groups start off as an awful thing. None of the people, like, that, you know, are awful start off as awful people. Like, they're yeah. charming. They bring you in.
Well, and I think it's, like, we don't want to think it starts off awful, but, like, some people are just shitty.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. They're just shitty, and I think a lot of people, you know, he would just use everything he would tell people, it would just be to his advantage.
Yeah, yeah. So that he can get them on his side and use them and take advantage of them and get as much money from them yeah. as he can. Get sex from them. Like, that's...
That was one of his biggest things. That's, like, his just goal. Sleeping with people, and I just... Ugh.
Well, and it's sad that they, like, prey off of people that just want to belong.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah. we all want to belong. We're human. Like,
I can't think of one person who's like, you know what I don't want to do? Belong. Like, I can't think of one person.
Like, as much as I'm, like, an introvert and, like, hate people... I still want to be a part of something.
Yeah.
Like,
that, I'm pretty extroverted and yeah. like, I mean, and I feel like with the podcast too, we understand we're not for everyone. By the way, if you're a troll, we know we're not for everyone.
Right.
We're aware of that. But I think that belonging when you feel like you don't fit in anywhere is, you know, it's really, huge. Yeah. it's really challenging.
Yeah. It's sad that people prey off of that.
Mm-hmm. And, again, I want to talk about the sources I use because I got to tell you, if you want more information on this and if you want to see Sarah, who is a badass, by the way, she's in a lot of these because she is like the poster girl of getting out of that group. And I think it's great
that I feel bad that she feels responsible, mm-hmm. but I think it's really great that she also is, like, so, like, get out of this, and, right. you know, and speaks out about it. But it's Escaping Nexium, and that is actually a podcast, and it's a few episodes, and the guy is really good friends with Sarah.
Okay.
Cults and Extreme Belief. That was actually, that was available, on Discovery Plus and the Lost Women of Nexium. And that's just kind of like one of the places where they talk about these cases a little more in depth of the women who have disappeared and a little more information on them. And it's just, you know, and they're really good.
Okay.
And, that's Nexium.
Wow. What a wild ride.
Well, if you enjoyed that story, please email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Or follow us on Instagram. You can DM us there at mysteriousmavenspod. Give us a like. Give us a follow.
Only if it's nice. And we also have a website, mysteriousmavenspod.com.
Yeah. So we hope to hear from you and hope you have a lovely rest of your evening, day, morning, whatever.
Whatever time you're listening to this. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.